From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this 23rd day of May 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I want to get into the North Korea situation coming up later. U.S. implicates North Korean leader in torpedo attack, New York Times. And I wouldn't put it past Kim Jong-il. That fits his M.O. But this article out of the Times of London, spy photos reveal secret launch site for Iran's long-range missiles. Just like they claimed that Iraq had long-range missile sites and was going to attack the United States. By that logic, Israel should be attacked then because they've got intercontinental ballistic missiles and over 400 of them. Of course, Iran and Iraq do not have nukes. Our government helped Pakistan get nukes to menace India. The truth is the globalists could care less about real threats to this country. They've got space weapons galore up there that are basically a countermeasure. A checkmate to any threat. No, they want to organize limited theater nuclear exchanges, but they don't want to go into North Korea. They want to go into Iran, so we'll be breaking that down later in the show here. I know that I covered it some Thursday, and Jason covered it when he filled in on Friday. The Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, coming here to the United States and lecturing us on how we need to turn our guns in. But I want to go back into that first when we come back from break. And then, obviously, Rand Paul. Now, this isn't just about Rand Paul earlier in the week winning by 30-plus points against the Republican establishment candidate. No, it's more than that. It deals with what racism and tribalism is under the auspices of multiculturalism. All this is a new religion in this country where if you question anything the socialists that control our government want, the command and controllers, you are a racist. You don't want government health care, you're a racist. You don't like Obama spending more money than all presidents before him combined, you're a racist. And it's just a mindless weapon to be used. And so what the politically correct priest are saying is, you are not allowed to even have your own opinions or you will be arrested for being a racist. And that's already the case in Europe. And so just like concealed carry owners are no longer concealing them, they are legally and lawfully carrying them openly. Don't need a permit for that in all but a few globalist cities like Chicago and New York. And it's making the media report on the fact that, well, why aren't they being arrested? Well, because there's no law against this. Gun owners are coming out of the closet and saying there's nothing wrong with us and to hell with you if you don't like it, basically. Well, it's the same thing with being an American, being against big government, being against socialism, being against open borders, being against the New World Order. Let them call you a racist. I don't care. I am done caring. I mean, I never really cared because I know what I really stand for. But now I'm going to be more overt, more in the establishment's face. Okay, I'm going to wear my colors openly for liberty and freedom and tell it like it is. So that is coming up as well today because the GOP has won their first big race in 20 years in Hawaii. We have Andrew Romanoff, the anti-establishment Democrat, trouncing his Democrat competitor. In the primary in Colorado, we have Specter, the ultimate insider, the ultimate incumbent out of there in Pennsylvania. But they're trying to blunt this anti-incumbent, anti-globalist revolution with their final weapon, racism. I don't want to turn my guns in. Racist. I don't want government-run health care. Racist. We're going bankrupt. I don't think we can have open borders anymore. Racist! It's not going to work. That's why Rand Paul's numbers are only going up since they've been screaming racist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Incumbents, whether they be Republican or Democrat, are being thrown out of office in primaries all across the United States. And then when you look at the poll numbers, in the case of Arlen Specter, he gets trounced by another Democrat in the primary, and now the Democrat up against the Republican is at least 10 points behind. You've got anti-establishment Republicans running against establishment Republicans, beating them by 30-plus points in the case of Rand Paul. Everywhere incumbents are in trouble. And this is the first time in modern history in the United States, in our 230-plus years, that it's been an anti-incumbency across the board. Normally, what happens is you'll get Democrats in office, and then they sell the people out, so the population gets mad and puts in Republicans. And then a few years later, the Republicans don't do what they said they do, and the public then votes Democrats back in. And on and on and on, the fraud goes on. And it's taken the American people about 100 years to figure out that private, corporate, offshore interests have bought off the leadership of both parties. There were some real elections previous to 100 years ago. And a few examples where we had real elections in the last 100 years. But by and large, the robber barons that created the monopoly over banking, the monopoly over the railroads, the monopoly over the delivery of farm goods from the countryside to the city, they were able to build a centralized control system and consolidate their power. And in the last 100 years, really about 110 now, but since about 1900, we have seen a continued consolidation of undemocratic, un-American power. As John D. Rockefeller I said, competition is a sin. Monopolies made my family, and they'll make our world government empire. You can go read those quotes by him, over 90 years ago, calling for a world government private corporate empire. And they funded the UN, they funded the Club of Rome, they funded all the major environmental organizations to destroy property rights. They run almost everything with the Dutch royal family and the British royal family and the Rothschilds. And they openly brag about it. So the incredible news here today is that for the first time in 100-plus years, there has been a true populist realignment in the nation. Remember how it took in poll numbers 6 years or 2 years into his second term, halfway into his second term, for George W. Bush to go from a high approval rating down to the low 40s and then to the mid-30s, and then to the low 20s by the time he left office. It took 6 years for people to wake up to the fact that he was not a conservative, he was not a patriot, that he was just a puppet who couldn't even read off a teleprompter. Now, it took about 8 months for Obama to go from a 80-plus percent approval rating to a low 40, and now in many polls below a 40. It took 8 months for him to go from an 80-plus, some polls were 87, some 82, but above 80, down to a low 40 or below 40. Now he's falling even faster, lowest approval rating in U.S. history for any president this far into their administration, okay? So it took less than a year for them to wake up to Obama. It took 6 years to wake up to Bush. And when they put a Republican fake savior in 2.5 years, 3 years, it will take weeks to wake up to him. Do you understand that? Or her? People have figured out their birdcage liner. Instead of talking about what the birdcage liner Barack Obama's doing, real name Barry Sataro, or what George W. Bush is doing with his fake Texas accent from Kennebunkport, Maine, instead of it taking years, it takes months now. instead of looking at what's on the birdcage liner, we look at the bird, the New World Order, the offshore corporations that are doing you know what all over us as a society. And that's why Zbigniew Brzezinski panicked last week. We wrote stories about it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the video. In fact, I forget the exact headline. I think it's Zbigniew Brzezinski says afraid of global awakening. And he said, our world government is in trouble. You can go watch the video. This is the top globalist advisor living who's actually calling shots for the big families. I mean, he's the consigliere for the New World Order, bigger than Kissinger, the top advisor to Obama on all geopolitical operations, and he's at the CFR and on TV, and he says, our world government's in trouble. For the first time, the world is awake to our world government. See, now they don't have to sit there arrogantly and deny there's a world government anymore, because they now know you're awake. So he sits up there and says, what are we going to do? Well, they're going to start a war. They're going to start World War III is what they're going to do, to teach you to do what they say, to teach you to give up your pension funds. Because this is the key I want to lay out here for you. All you out there that laugh at tyranny and laugh at corruption and say, how does it affect me? It affects you because 100% of the time, when you get a corrupt, despotic system in control, it takes your pension funds and devalues your currency. 100% of the time, this is going to hurt you. It's the equivalent of somebody who works in an asbestos factory, back in the 40s for 10 years. It may not kill you next year, but in the next 5 to 10 years, statistically, you're dead. You're going to die of emphysema or cancer. You're dead, okay? The country is dead. It's dead already. We bled out. It's over. They savaged the hell out of us, and you just now woke up to it when it's too late. Now, we can do some things to salvage some things and rebuild. The engine of liberty is unstoppable. We can raise this sucker from the dead, but you've got to admit it's dead first before there's any hope of resurrection of the republic or freedom worldwide. Okay, you've got to admit death by 1,000 cuts, 1.5 quadrillion, and the economists we have on debate whether it's 500 trillion or 1,500 trillion, but it's well over 500 trillion. Some estimates are 1.5 quadrillion of fake made-up derivatives by the counterfeiting central banks as an economic weapon to totally take over society. Now, that is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, conservatively, some estimates are thousands, of times more wealth than there really is in the world. That'd be like if Bernie Madoff, instead of making up $200 billion in fake money, if he made up Gulag or Google or Infinity. Yeah, Google's a word, Gulag's a word, not just a place in Russia where they keep you in a camp. It's thousands of zeros or something with a one in front of it. The point is, once you're making tens of trillions of made-up currency up, why not go to the limit? So we're dead already. It's like Star Trek Wrath of Khan when Shatner goes down and, they keep him from going into the radiation chamber and they explain he's dead already. It's dead already. And don't worry, for you yuppies out there that are self-hating, it's probably going to completely collapse. We probably won't be able to fix it, so you'll get to have your way and be little socialist, and your kids can wear black uniforms and rob all of us that produce, and you'll have all your petty power. But for most of you out there, just continue enjoying your football and your baseball and laughing at people like me because, this is what you want. This is what you get. But to be more serious, folks, we can avert this. We can reverse this if you get really hardcore serious and awake and angry and upset. Okay? Like they're doing in Greece, like they're doing in Iceland, many other nations. The bankers are in trouble. They are not invincible. But when we come back, I want to first get into Felipe Calderon coming here to the U.S. and lecturing us. No one else would put up with this but people in the U.S. We are just such weak, slack-jawed, broke-back, politically correct chicken necks. We put up with any amount of humiliation. We see it as a virtue. We've been trained to be cowardly and domesticated, and it's time to wake up again and realize that if they get our guns, our journey to slavery is complete. So we're going to break down Felipe Calderon demanding that we turn our guns in. Then we're going to get into the political realignment that's happened and a lot more. Okay, my friends, thanks for joining us again on this live Sunday, the 23rd day of May 2010. Coming up, the national campaign to demonize Rand Paul, the disinformation behind that and why it's going to blow up in the controller's pathetic faces. But first, I want to get into Felipe Calderon. Now, if you go back to the time he was elected, 3 years ago, clearly he wasn't elected. He's a globalist stooge. And at the time, we predicted that there was going to be a giant war breaking out in Mexico and that the already horrible drug violence was going to accelerate because our inside sources, like Celia Castillo and others, DEA agents, said that Los Zetas was actually a paramilitary front for the Mexican military and the U.S. and the CIA, and that it was going to be waging war against cartels that weren't laundering their money through U.S. banks. And of course, now it's even on the news that CIA aircraft crash in Mexico with 3,000, tons of pure cocaine coming from the source, and our troops are told, grow the poppies in Afghanistan, and they put it on the news and explain, well, we're growing it and shipping it out, but if we catch you with it, you're still going to jail. Well, yeah, because our government deals the drugs, and the banks make the money, and they've got to keep it illegal to keep the price up. So it's very simple, but side issue. Felipe Calderon is a complete thug, and his government is just filled with narcotics traffickers. They're constantly ratting each other out. And most of the weapons being used, and I've seen this in State Department reports, have grenade launchers. They're German military weapons. They're U.S. military weapons that are sold to Mexico as the multi-billion dollar aid packages. And then the Mexican military sells it to even the rival drug cartels to make money. And then some of the Mexican people are buying shotguns, are buying handguns in the U.S. They're not allowed to own guns in Mexico. That's why they're slaves, to defend themselves. And Felipe Calderon doesn't like this. Look, these people are his property. Okay, I mean, you try to protest the government in Mexico, they just pull up with machine guns and mow you down. The police were wearing ski masks there 50 years ago. We're just now becoming slaves here. And he got up before the Congress and he said, look, if you allow these guns to be sold in Mexico, the criminals may even challenge your government. And that's a threat. He'll just have some Mexican drug gangs already killing cops, kill more. But so most of the guns going to Mexico are not from the U.S. or from gun shops or gun shows. But this is their new reason to want to ban all semi-automatic handguns and rifles in the U.S. and to ban gun shows. And the attorney general's been pushing it, who, by the way, argued 2 years ago in federal court that he's for a complete gun ban of U.S. citizens. And that's the problem with these illegal aliens. When they become citizens, over 90% of the time in polls, they vote to take guns. They vote to be slaves again. Oh, please, don't let me own a gun. Take my gun. So that's another reason we've got to be against these open borders. But imagine a U.S. president going down to Mexico and telling them what to do. And that's why Congressman McDermott and others pointed out this violates all the decorum of the House. No one ever does this. No foreign leader has ever come and told us what legislation to pass, but it's all part of humiliating the U.S., all part of training the American people to put up with all forms of humiliation. Obama is the head of the U.N. Security Council in violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. It's a felony. He still is a U.N. official, the head of the U.N. It's all part of throwing it in our face, setting the precedent. Yeah, we're going to take your blood without warrants at checkpoints. Yeah, we're going to take all babies' blood at birth and put it in the Pentagon database. Yeah, we're going to take your pension funds. Yeah, we're going to steal tens of trillions of dollars and not tell Congress where the money went when people ask in the Congress of Tim Geithner and others, Treasury Secretary. It's all about humiliating us and letting us know we're pathetic slaves. And so they have this kingpin, this El Jefe, this mob boss, Calderon, comes to the United States and gets standing ovations when he calls for banning most types of firearms. All semi-automatic are, quote, assault weapons. Now, remember, Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world, according to the State Department. 23,000 deaths and counting in the last 2 years. There's kidnappings of U.S. citizens, kid attacks on the U.S. embassy. Even resort areas are imploding to crime and murder, like Cancun. Nowhere is safe there. You couldn't travel somewhere more dangerous. You might as well go to the West Bank of Israel, of Palestine. It's safer. I mean, there's nowhere more dangerous, but you notice the colleges tell the college kids go there, and everybody tells you get a trip down there and go down there so you can be shaken down by the Mexican troops, so you can be kidnapped, so you can be murdered, so you can be raped. It's so much fun to be kidnapped and killed. It's so much fun. It's more dangerous than Brazil in kidnapping now. It's more dangerous than Costa Rica or Argentina or any of these countries. And by the way, Costa Rica isn't safe anymore. They'll lie to you and tell you that. It's worse than Bolivia. It's worse than Honduras. These are really bad countries now I'm naming. Costa Rica's pretty good comparatively. It's worse than, what's one of the most horrible with the shining path? Peru. Okay, I mean, we've got a real toilet south of us, okay? I mean, this thing is completely collapsed. Okay, the government makes people in the Justice Department take implantable microchips to get in the building. Okay, Mexico makes you register with thumbprints to get a cell phone. Total police state. Collapsing completely thanks to NAFTA and GATT. Oh yeah, it's been worse for Mexico than even for the U.S., but good for the globalist. So it's totally collapsing now, and meanwhile, Chicago and New York have exploding crime rates, and Mayor Daley, the son of the most famous mob boss in U.S. history, said comments at a press conference that I can't even repeat. Somebody pointed out, hey, sir, you have the most draconian gun laws in the country, and you have the highest crime rate. Criminals move here because they're safe. And he said, I ought to shove a gun up your you-know-what and basically blow you away. Just a total big fat mobster. Oh, you got a problem? I own yous. You understand that? I own you and your family. I'll shove a gun in you, you know what? We can play the clip. That's what Calderon is. That's what Daley is. That's what Bloomberg is big fat mobster sucking your blood, sucking your taxes. You want to be a third world country? You want to have your pension funds taken? You want to have everything devalued? It's going to happen to you, all you scumbag, weak, disgusting yuppies that suck your thumb for a living and are dumber than a box of rocks and are so politically correct you'll never get up and stand up and speak out for anything. And all you politically correct scum out there that love seeing America fall and love all the tyranny and love seeing this country become bankrupt. Oh, because you think you're going to get all your La Reconquista and your La Infosora and your socialism. No, it'll be a big toilet. It'll be a big giant toilet like Eastern Europe. It'll be a big giant filthy toilet. Just like Mexico City, you like it? Well, that's what you get. You like it, you get it. All of you are going to get it. Police in black ski mask everywhere. Military checkpoints. Total scum, filth, all of us slaves. Control freaks everywhere, ruling, having their way with us. You're going to get it. All of you decadent football idiots who only care about football. All of you out there that love to lay down to corruption and think everything is cute and funny and love to make fun of me all day and attack this radio show because I'm red-blooded. And I know what's going on. You're gonna get everything you want. I want you to listen carefully. In the next 2 years, they're going to devalue your currency by at least 50%. You're so stupid, when the government tells you it's not devalued, you still won't know it's devalued because they told you so. And as you lose your standard of living, you'll just stick your thumb in your mouth and suck it and watch television and then ask the government to come with diapers and change your diaper. And the government will come lovingly and slit your throat and you'll thank them because that's what you do, is bow down to corruption because your forefathers are rolling in their graves with hatred of you because you're trash. Have you noticed the people that want your guns also want to build more prisons and get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and have DNA databases for all and strip you of your liberties, both Republican and Democrat? They have legislation in the Senate, the Belligerence Act, that states the Pentagon can secretly arrest U.S. citizens and secretly strip you of your rights anytime they want, that you can be tortured. Oh, yeah, that's in the bill. Enhanced interrogation. Oh, but you don't hear the media crying and screaming, oh my gosh, like they are about Arizona. And I've read the Arizona bill. That's why Janet Napolitano in congressional hearings last week said, I haven't read it. Well, of course she hadn't read it, because if she said she'd read it, which she obviously has, she'd know it says if the cops pull you over drunk driving or pull you over for something else or at the scene of a crime and ask for ID and you don't have one and you're an illegal, they're going to arrest you. That's what the stinking thing says. But no, police, you already know this. You arrest illegals, you're told to release them. Drunk driving, you name it, 800-plus sanctuary cities, it's on record. You're only allowed to go after the American people. And when it comes to us, shoot us in the back, rob us, take everything we got, throw the book at us. We are scum. No matter what color we are the cattle to be sucked dry. And the globalists just want foreigners in here to pull the lever, to take our guns, and to vote for socialism. And once they've totally brought the country down, don't worry, police, you're going to get to have your way with the illegals. Once they're legal, you're going to get to suck them dry as well. There's going to be a lot of societal raping going on. You want enjoyment, you want domination, you want control, you want a sadist buffet of enjoyment, you have got it. Don't you worry. It's just going to get better and better for tyranny. Now, if you're a good cop, you're going to be kicked off the force. It's all part of tyranny. Oh, hundreds and hundreds of other countries have fallen to it. It's our turn now. In America, we do it bigger and better. So Congressman slams the outrage of Calderon lecture on immigration. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article. We have the video of McClintock up there laying it all out. In fact, get that queued up, too. He says it so well, I'm going to play it. Calls next hour. But first, let's play Felipe Calderon, the unelected fraud. It's on record. They stole elections nationwide, riots all over Mexico. The people are trying to stand up for liberty down there, but their government is, well, they got triple the resources we got here in the U.S., more billionaires than we have in the U.S., and they're one of the poorest countries in the world. I mean, you talk about slavery. That's what Mexico has, is slavery. Oh, you're not called a slave. You just are a slave. And, folks, I was down in Mexico 2 years ago. Even in Yucatan, it's checkpoints every 2 miles with the bus driver with a big chartered bus going out to the pyramids. I've never seen this before in Mexico. I've seen them do it to gringos and, you know, scum, slaves. You know, they're coming in there to be sucked off of. You know, give me some money or I'm going to take you to prison. But again, that's sweet and loving. You'll never hear the State Department complain about that. It's, oh, it's so sweet. Oh, loving. But I watched the bus driver have to pay the Mexican troops off. So now even the big tours are sucked on by the military. But don't worry, we're getting like that here too. It's all part of freedom. In every third world country, you got troops on the streets. Well, we got them here in America now, and they're going to be running our lives. But again, I'm digressing. How dare me be against troops all over the street? It's a great thing to pay off the military. That's good. But here's Felipe Calderon telling us what we've got to do. Telling us how we've got to behave and what legislation we've got to pass, and lying and saying that our guns sold here in America are the ones flooding Mexico. When he knows full well he's down there running a giant war against cartels that aren't laundering their money through big U.S. banks. Now, here it is.
But believe me, many of these guns are not going to honest American hands. Instead, thousands are ending up in the hands of criminals. Oh. With all due respect, if you do not regulate the sale of these weapons in the right way, nothing guarantees that criminals here in the United States, with access to the same power of weapons, will not decide to challenge American authorities and civilians. But I will ask Congress to help us with respect and to understand how important it is for us that you enforce current laws to stem the supply of these weapons to criminals and consider reinstating the assault weapons ban.
Oh, they clap. So, let's get this straight. There are 35 to 40 million illegals here, another million or two a year, a million illegals. It's almost all from Latin America and Mexico. Pouring in, they export the criminal element. They come here to have the baby for free. Everybody gets on welfare. All the police basically leave you alone. You're above the law. Isn't this great? The whole Southwest is going bankrupt. They're not paving roads in California. It's just completely collapsing. I'm talking to friends and family out there. It's just completely collapsing. Everything's falling apart. They're laying off half the police in major cities or more. But meanwhile, we've got to stem the flow of guns down there to his country where people are disarmed so the criminal gangs can have their way, just like in Chicago and New York. Everywhere you have thugs like Bloomberg or Daley in Chicago or Calderon, their answer to the crime their corrupt system creates is that we need to turn our guns in so we can live like the poor people who are under tyranny live in Mexico. I'll guarantee you, if we'd have made those 35 million illegal aliens stay in Mexico, they would have overthrown that government. We'd have something better down there. But our stinking globalist government, the same globalists that are destroying America, that run America, they run Mexico. And they brag about it, how they keep the people poor by design so that they have no way of ever standing up. The elite don't want a middle class. And people in the United States are about to find that out. Now, here was Barack Obama the day before at the White House with Calderon saying our nation isn't defined by its borders. Pure New World Order. This is pure globalization. Pure world government. Okay, this is the North American Union that I heard some yuppies on the radio making fun of me last week saying there's no such thing as an NAU. Doesn't matter if it's all public. It's they're like children. They just don't understand how real this is. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. So I say to you and to the Mexican people, let us stand together.
This is all about the North American Union. This is all about global government. And they're openly saying...
That's right.
That
back that
our
up.
Nation isn't a-
this is a YouTube video we've got up in the story that Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes wrote. Mexican president wants to disarm Americans. Aaron Dykes. Felipe Calderon pressures U.S. leadership to reenact unconstitutional assault weapons ban from House floor. And then it continues. Congressman slams outrage of Calderon lecture on immigration. That's from PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson. But look, there's time to save the United States. There's time to save it. Free countries are incredibly rare. And you need to understand that Mexico is fully collapsed. It is a failed state. Every top sociologist we talk to, every person that studies geopolitical developments, but just the evidence in front of our face, it is a failed, collapsed state. And the only real economy down there, thanks to NAFTA deindustrializing what was in Mexico, it's all moved to China and India now, is narcotics. And it's $500 billion a year coming through there. And people are going to fight to get a piece of that money. And Calderon basically is on the record. The army is going to ship it in. He's going to make 100% of it with the big El Jefes that run Mexico. And anybody tries to take a cut into that, Los Zetas and the Pentagon-backed trained forces are coming in to kill you. And the Mexican people are saying, you know what? We're going to get some of this money. And, you know, quite frankly, who can blame them? And so they are tearing up the U.S. forces down there and the Mexican forces. Yes, folks, our government grows the poppies. The Marines grow it. The Army grows it in Afghanistan. They even put it on TV. They think you're so stupid. Okay, yeah, we're growing it, but it's still bad. You legalize this crud overnight, all of this stuff would end. They keep it illegal to keep the price up. Felipe Calderon wants our guns. Give me a break, mafia boss. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I'm done ranting for now about the Mexican president, the head of a failed state, who has crime just pouring into our country of every level. Money laundering, murder, kidnapping, police being slaughtered, racial killings. They teach in Mexico, the Southwest belongs to Mexico, that it's their duty to do this. Thank God most Hispanic Americans are aware of this brainwashing and have decided to be Americans. And I say choose sides. Do you support the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, Second Amendment, or being a slave to Felipe Calderon? And I'm going to open the phones up on this issue next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But it has got my blood boiling. And I think about it as a kid. why would my parents take me down to Mexico? I guess because it's beautiful. And then to be pulled over by cops and shaken down like we were slaves and groveling to them. And now they just arrest you and take everything you got. Why isn't that on our media, how Americans are treated in Mexico? Why isn't more in our media how they're targeting police to kill them in the U.S. on record? Why isn't it in our media because our government is run by criminals that want to destroy our sovereignty? It's the same thing in Europe. We're the wealthy nations. The big banks will bring in any outside group they can that will vote for the tyranny. But I'm already digressing. Has NAFTA and GATT been good for you, folks? Has globalism been good for you? If you think NAFTA and GATT, now, what is it, 17 years old, was bad, the rest of the New World Order is 100 times worse. They've already bankrupted us. They've already killed the dollar. They just haven't announced it to you yet. Our economy is dead. It's not coming back. It's not designed to come back. The big banks brag. They're waging war against the real economy. Don't you understand that? Wall Street and the big central banks are not free market. They're monopoly men. No, you mainline Republicans aren't going to find out. You're making me sick. It's just the level of willful ignorance when this is so obvious. But I'm shifting gears back into another subject. Just next hour, we'll take your calls on all these subjects. Why is the system so mad at Rand Paul? Why is there a big hoax right now? Just like we go from 1 in 25,000 having autism a few decades ago to now 1 in 68. There's brain-damaged kids everywhere. The vaccine inserts admit they brain-damage the kids. And so they have these hoaxes all over the news where they claim that doctors have been disgraced and proven to be frauds and that exposed autism from mercury. Then you actually go read what happened. None of it's true. It's a hoax. Just like it was a hoax that the H1N1 was killing people when it wasn't. But it doesn't matter. They still sold you tens of billions of dollars of vaccine. And it's another hoax. Rand Paul's a libertarian conservative. He was asked, are you for the Civil Rights Act? He said, yes, but I think it's been expanded too much to private clubs. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're white, can you force your way into a black fraternity? Or the Bohemian Grove is males only? I mean, we've seen civil rights suits because women reporters aren't allowed in the Golf Masters bathrooms. You're not part of the club, lady. It's not just that you're a woman, you're not allowed, you don't, this isn't your club. I mean, what, can I go join the Black Panthers even if they don't want me when I'm as white as a cracker? As white bread? I mean, you know, again, it's this religion of division in the name of unity. And so they take his statement and run this national hoax. And why did they do this? Because they're panicked by him. He admits there's a world government, a new world order, that the carbon tax is meant to shut down our society, that he's going to fight it. One senator could block Elena Kagan, who openly says she wants to ban the Second Amendment and free speech. We've got her actual University of Chicago Law Review. We've taken the actual quotes out of it and have big articles up on my site. Conservatives aren't even telling you how bad this lady is because they want that power. They're run by the same system, folks. Notice the Patriot Act's passed by Bush. Obama expands it. And it's going to be used on you, the American people. You don't like having your ranch taken? You're a terrorist. You don't like your kids being brainwashed? You're a terrorist. I mean, do you understand what's happening? Folks, the Republican incumbent just lost in Utah to a real patriot conservative. Senator Spector, the magic bullet fraud, just lost because he's an incumbent in the primary. GOP wins House seat in Obama's Hawaii home district. They scored a midterm election victory Sunday when Honolulu City Councilman Charles Daju won a Democratic-held house. Problem is, he isn't white, but they'll probably put a white guy's face up and say he's racist, though. Because, you know, he must be racist. He's against the government health care plan. Must be. I mean, again, they just throw it out there. They're the race pimps. They're invoking race. Republicans scored a midterm election Saturday when Honolulu City Councilman won. Boom. First time in 20 years the Republicans won. Andrew Romanoff, an anti-establishment Democrat, got 60% of the state Democratic delegates Saturday, pushing him to the top of the line of the primary ballot over Senator Michael Bennett. They have a parliamentary system in Colorado. Different than the rest of the country. But he's set to win there as the Democratic Party lines up against him. So why are they so upset? Everywhere there's an election, incumbents are being thrown out. And not just Republicans, not just Democrats. What did I tell you a year and a half ago? Senator Cornyn would give speeches. Rick Perry would give speeches at Tea Parties. They'd be booed off the stage. The liberal media wouldn't cover it. Then, whenever other Democratic congressmen like Lloyd Doggett got booed off, the media said it's a right-wing conspiracy, it's lobbyist, it's fake. And I was screaming bloody murder going, no, people are mad at incumbents across the board. But the media made it all about Obama so he could be blamed to keep it in the left-right paradigm so when he leaves office, the mainline Republicans get back in. See, as long as they can share power in the tag team, as long as that illusion is there, the globalists win. But the minute people realize it's incumbents and how they've actually voted, did they vote for the TARP? Did they vote for the open borders? Did they vote for the wars? It's a populist movement. Did they vote for bigger government? They're all being thrown out. And that's what can take Washington back. And then we have the states' rights movement, which the feds are now demonizing, saying there's going to be another Oklahoma City, and it's going to be the fall to the states' rights movement. See, they're scared to death of that, setting us up for a staged terror attack they're going to stage. But listen, let's go ahead and play why they're so scared of Rand Paul. The next day, they come out and start saying he doesn't like black people with no evidence. Then they say, what do you think of the civil rights law? Which they know all libertarians say, we think it's good, but it should be the states that did it. But it's been expanded to private clubs, and that's wrong. And they went completely crazy with that. So I guess if you want to have, a black club, a white club, any other club, I guess La Raza, which means the race, I guess they got to let gringos in. But see, all this stuff's only one way. Because whites are seen as the establishment by the ultra elite who are using everybody else to basically destroy any middle class groups that can oppose the big bankers. They don't want anyone with any money or any education to oppose them. You understand? But remember, everybody gets the fluoride in their water. Everybody gets the mercury in their shots. We're all in this together. We're all under attack by this system. But let's play Rand Paul. This is what's got them so mad at him and why they're engaged in a national hoax saying he's racist. Here it is.
I have a message from the Tea Party, a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
The Civil Rights Act isn't even one of his policies. So they just make it up. Audit the Fed is.
We've come to take our government back from the special interest who think that the federal government is their own personal ATM. From the politicians who bring us oversized fake checks emblazoned with their signature as if it was their money to give.
Uh-oh.
Washington is horribly broken. I think we stand on a precipice. We are encountering a day of reckoning. And this movement, this Tea Party movement, is a message to Washington that we're unhappy and that we want things done differently.
Uh-oh, they're going to play race card.
The Tea Party movement is huge. The mandate of our victory tonight is huge. What you have done and what we are doing can transform America. I think America's greatness hinges on us doing something to save the country.
The Tea Party. Pause. We're going to go to break, come back and play more of this in the next hour and take your calls. But you don't talk about America being great. You don't talk about free market. You don't talk about how the government's out of control. We'll play the race card on you. We've trained the public to clap like seals for your head. If we, you don't want government health care? You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. 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 They're race pimps. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091.
Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Oh, yeah!
Big Brother.
Turn me loose.
Mainstream media.
Set me free.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I was ranting last hour because it's just all too much. To have Rand Paul, who's never even talked about the National Civil Rights Act, demonized because he said he thinks it's taken too far when it comes to private clubs. And when they asked him what he meant, he said, well, you know, like women and male clubs or men and women's clubs. I guess men need to. I've actually seen in the news where transvestites keep demanding to be part of women's clubs and be in the bathrooms with them. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. We need the power of free association. But it's the way that media makes this big deal. Just everybody breathing heavy and freaking out over it. But it's not going to work. I'm going to talk more about that coming up. Right now, I want to go to your phone calls. I've got a bunch of other news as well. But let's talk to Fernando just hung up in Ireland. I wanted to talk to the fella in Ireland. Keith in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Keith. If you want to talk, we can talk.
All right. I just want to let you know the big call went through. I got on the Rush Limbaugh show. I plugged Invisible Empire. The video is on the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. Funkmaster 5, all spelled out.
You're kidding, Keith. I think I said, what was it, 6 months ago or something, that when you plug the films on air, you get $100. Didn't I say that?
I got the big one. I got the big one for you this time. It was tough. It's the toughest one to get on, but I got him. And I got two more, too. I got Dennis Miller. I plugged it 3 times on his show. And I got Hannity last week, too.
All right, well, listen. Send me your name and address, and you get the cash. I don't remember how much I said.
I didn't know that. I just do it usually. You know me.
We had Mark Dice on, and he was saying give people a free book. And I said, I'll go further. If you get Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Glenn Beck with one of my films, like the Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic or any of them, you get $100. And so
I'll tell you what, if on the show, you can have all the money back.
Yeah, but I want to give it to you. So send me, plus, I mean, I know you're for real, Keith, because I've seen your YouTube channel. Give us the YouTube channel again so we can pull it up for tomorrow so we have it for the show. Funkmaster 5, you just type in Funkmaster 5 and you get it?
Yeah, you can get it if you type it into Google or YouTube. I'm actually fixing to upload it right now. I had to close down Firefox because it was messing up my signal here, but I'm going to upload it right when I hang up with you.
So, I mean, what did Limbaugh say about it?
Well, you know what? I got him to say he'll check it out, so we'll see, you know?
You know, if Limbaugh, with his 20-plus million listeners, probably 50 million he's touched, if he would just admit world government was real, instead of telling people it doesn't exist.
He's getting close, Alex.
Well, I know he's getting close. Of course he's now talking about it some because they're all over television saying world government will save you. We've got to have world. Here's a message to Rush Limbaugh. Rush, I know you get paid $40 million a year, and you're a talented guy. I'm not here telling you what to do, and I have nothing against you. But save America, even if they do throw you off the air. I mean, how can you spend the almost $1 billion you've got? Just come out and play Herman Von Rumpy or Ban Ki-moon or any of these world leaders admitting they're setting up world government. Explain to people that the private banks are tyrannical, are oppressive, are illegitimate. Save the country, Rush. Tell Republicans the truth. Instead of going down in history as a political hack, please, Rush. Please, man. Come on.
I mean, I appreciate your call, Keith. Good to hear from you. All right, I'm going to try to go faster to your calls. I want to finish with the Rand Paul clip and talk about why he's in so much trouble. Then we're going to go to John, Sean, David, Truth Patriot, Eddie Henry. And I'm told Colonel Six is on there, too. So we'll be getting to him. But I want to be fair to the other callers who haven't been on lately. But I want to hear what Colonel Six has to say. And I can just rant and rave all day. You're just having the Mexican president, who is such a crook, up here telling me I got to turn my guns into him. I mean, as a red-blooded American, that's how the war started in Texas, and Gonzales was the Tejanos wouldn't turn their guns in. Half the people in Gonzales that wouldn't turn it in, by the way, were Hispanic. Don't call them Mexicans. They were Texans.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to your calls. John, Sean, David, Truth Patriot, Eddie, Henry, Colonel Six, and others here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. But I want to finish up with Rand Paul. So, Tuesday evening into Wednesday morning, he wins by 33 points above the establishment Republican. And everywhere, you're an establishment Democrat in the primary, you lose. You're an establishment Democrat in Hawaii, you lose to a Republican. The same thing just happened in Utah. It just happened in Colorado yesterday. Everywhere, every incumbent and every person Obama has campaigned for has lost by double digits. Double-digit losses. I've studied political science. I've studied all the major races going back over 200 years. I'm obsessed with it, folks. And let me just give you the newsflash. This has never happened. People always blame one party or the other. But now, remember those polls the last 2 years showing 11%, 9% approval ratings for Congress, both parties? People finally have figured out both parties are bought and paid for by the same interest. And that's what Zbigniew Brzezinski said last week. The article is, Brzezinski decries global political awakening during CFR speech, a global political awakening to global government.
No longer are the people only looking at our puppets. They are now looking at our global control system. This is the greatest crisis we have ever faced as a power elite.
Go watch the video.
We can't just continue denying it doesn't exist. Our big neocon talk show hosts have done well for us, stalling the conservatives, but no longer does it work. Even the great Limbaugh will not be able to cover up much longer, comrades.
I mean, you know, these guys are in trouble, okay? That's why you tune into Limbaugh or into Savage or Hannity. It's sounding more and more like the Alex Jones Show, because they'll be passe if they don't cover the reality when you've got hundreds of world leaders announcing a global government run by private banks. And then Rand Paul does the unpardonable sin of coming out and saying carbon tax is a way to shut down America and it's communist. And, you know, he declares war on the New World Order. And so they come after him with both barrels screaming racist. They think it's the one attack angle they've got left. Folks, tens of thousands. Go to Google, type in Rand Paul. Over 10,000 articles in Google News in the last 3 days demonizing him. MSNBC has done 24-hour news cycles foaming at the mouth like he is Frankenstein come to kill us and we better get our pitchforks. He's never talked about the Civil Rights Act. He said on record he supports it, but that he thinks it's gone too far. Letting women in men's locker rooms was the original article they pulled up. You've heard about where these women demand to be in the NFL locker rooms, demand to go in with their microphones while people are in there, and then they file suit if they can. That's what he's talking about. On the Disabilities Act, he said, what if it's a small business only making $20,000 a year? And somebody owns that themselves, and they can't put in a wheelchair ramp or a $100,000 elevator to the second floor. Oh, he wants to take everything away from people in wheelchairs. He's not even, that's not, those aren't even his issues. He was asked as a libertarian what he thought of it. And like a religion. Oh, I guess I better let the bankers rob me. I guess we better let Washington do what it wants. God forbid. He could be a racist. It's this religion. But they've exposed themselves. You say you're against government health care. Slimeball Matthews. Carlos Watson, all of them say, it's racist. These are Klan rallies. They don't like black people. They don't want the government running health care. They're racist. That's all they've got. And what did I tell Salon? Well, I'm in Mother Jones, Salon, Washington Post. They're all talking about me and Rand Paul. Conspiracist Alex Jones, Rand Paul is awesome. And I went on to say, if you're an establishment Republican or Democrat, you are gone come November, Jones said. This is Wednesday, right before they launched their attack. The good news is that people are coming in from both parties who have much better track records and don't have these establishment pedigrees. He also warned the media against smearing Paul. The mainstream media doesn't understand. They are out of bullets. When the mainstream media wants to hurt Rand Paul, they should come out and endorse him. When the establishment attacks someone, it only empowers them. Yeah, I'm afraid he was only about 17 points ahead of his Democratic challenger in polls that came out Wednesday. A new one came out today. I'm afraid he's over 22%. I'm afraid the attack's actually backfiring. See, it doesn't work anymore, criminal media. When you lie about people, they don't trust you anymore, okay? And you're going to be caught in your hoax, as you always are. But let's finish up with the Rand Paul. What has got them so upset in his victory speech when he declared war on the New World Order? Here's the second part of that. No straight talking out of him. You're not going to lead any American revolution against tyranny. We're going to come out and we're going to paint a Hitler mustache on you, pal. Here it is.
The Tea Party movement is about saving the country from a mountain of debt that is devouring our country and I think could lead to chaos. We now have a president, though, who apologizes for America's greatness. We have a president who went to Copenhagen and appeared with Robert Mugabe, Hugo Chavez, and others, Evo Morales, to apologize for the Industrial Revolution. They say, these dictators, these petty dictators say, that to stop climate change, it's about ending capitalism. They are explicit. And the president, by attending Copenhagen, gives credibility and credence to these folks, and he should not go.
And CNN panics and cuts away. They showed the entirety of the other victory speeches, and boy, they cut away right there. Oh my gosh, don't talk about that. But here's the deal. It's very simple. The ultra-rich have got their money. They control the issuance of currency and credit. They had their little rope ladder down to the Cloud Nine of wealth and power. They're up there in Valhalla. They're up there, you know, enjoying themselves, and they've just pulled the rope ladder up, just like this is Donkey Kong, where we don't get to climb, you understand? And so they're pulling the ladder up, taking it away from us. That's what the carbon taxes are. That's what all this control is. They brag. It's a post-industrial world for you and your family. How did NAFTA and GATT turn out for you? How'd all these wars turn out for you? I told you 8.5 years ago the Patriot Act was written for the American people. Now it's admitted it's for you. You're the enemy, regardless of what color you are. And it's so asinine. You know, Dr. Rand Paul is against abortion. Do you hear the mainline black leaders funded out there calling for an end to abortion? Boy, if I was black, I sure would be. I mean, if you've got any racial identity, but see, if you don't have any identity as a human being or for your culture, because the media tells you that's bad, so what if 51 to 52% of black people since 1973 were never born? That's right. More than half the black people that were going to be born in this country, they don't exist. They're deader than a hammer. And guess what? Rand Paul doesn't want to kill you. But you know who the real racists are? They're the Margaret Sanger liberals that curl up around you like a snake. Or like Rumpelstiltskin in the new Shrek movie. Took my kids to that. Just reminded me of politicians. In fact, try to YouTube Rumpelstiltskin's Shrek trailer. I want to just, when we come back, show a short clip of how he talks real sweet. Hi, oh, I want to help you. And that's Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller documents. I've sent off to universities. I've got the actual copies of their letters. How do we kill these subhuman weeds? I just want to get rid of them as soon as I can. This is in the 20s. We'll pose as liberals. That's how we'll get them, so they'll trust us. And we'll hire blacks as our fronts, and we're going to kill them. Oh, it's going to be so good. It was so liberal. Liberal. Meanwhile, you got some, you know, doctor going, we shouldn't abort all the babies. Shut up, racist. The truth is, they're like, if people get in like this guy, we won't be able to kill the black people. We're only able to kill half of them right now. Oh, we want to kill more of them. What are we going to do if these patriot Christian conservatives get in? They're going to stop murdering all the babies. Ah! You ought to go read Margaret Sanger, these subhuman weeds. How do we exterminate them? Well, John D. Rockefeller, I had a good meeting with him last week. He says we'll pose as liberals and we'll have a total movement where we lead the blacks. That way they trust us so we can exterminate them. Exterminate you. Murder you because it's so liberal. Murder you. But meanwhile, Rand Paul says you can have a private club. By the way, criticizing Rand Paul because he believes people should be able to have private clubs where they can set the rules of who gets in is the next step saying you can't marry who you want? I guess that is the next step from government. But the way they hype this, the way they push it, it shows you how threatened they are. But don't worry, every other establishment candidate is losing in every race. But they're really afraid of him because he stood up and said, I'm going to be a leader to go up against the takeover of America and the world government and the carbon tax, as he said on this show. And it's all over the news that he's come on this show and said he's against the one world government. You know, he'll actually talk about it when he sees a world leader on television calling for global government. He'll come out and say that's wrong, losing our sovereignty. He won't ignore the facts. And that's why they're going after Rand Paul. So donate to him, support him. Tell everybody, you know, in Kentucky, it's brainwashing and lies. But the polls show it's only backfired on him. All right, let's go to your calls. I know there's many, many callers holding here. Try to give each caller about 1 minute. Sean, David, Truth Patriot, the list goes on and on. 1 minute comment or question. Sean, you're on the air. Thanks for holding from Chicago.
Alex, I'm going to be brief. First of all, when it comes to broadcasting, you are about the best. I was a huge Limbaugh fan. I've listened to a lot of guys broadcasting, but if you're self-taught, you're brilliant, and you're about the best. My point I'm going to make about Rand Paul and the media backfire on him, Rand Paul has gone through absolutely nothing to Mel Gibson. He did not go through The Passion of the Christ. If you remember that movie?
Yes.
Everybody demonized it. It was the biggest opening day for a foreign movie film. Christians came out, people came out, and they supported Mel Gibson. I think that's going to happen with Rand Paul. I think the media can say what they want about him, just like they did with Mel Gibson back then, and I think that it's going to be a bloodbath for the Democratic opponent. And I'm going to let you go, but thank you for waking me up. And on 355, about a year ago, somebody wrote Infowars.com in spray paint on a bypass. Thank you. I saw that. I turned into Infowars.com. And whoever that guy was, he woke me up, and thank you.
Well, God bless you, Sean. I appreciate your call. Speaking of the Gibsons, I know the Gibsons, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And I never heard anything racial out of their mouths. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy with what was done to his film, which did backfire. He made about $2 billion off of it. That became a self-fulfilling prophecy itself, and then he got mad at the cop, and there was an exchange there. But again, it shows how this is our religion is obsessing on race or religion, which then only makes it bigger, instead of how big corporate interests are robbing us. But I agree. Unless Rand Paul buys into the hype and the mind control that he's bad, which he isn't doing, and unless the public buys into the hype, this is only going to help him. All the media's got is hoaxes. I told Salon, I said, you're out of bullets. It's not working anymore. People don't buy your demonization. Just like with Ron Paul. They called him a racist and all that stuff, made up. Now he's their darling because they failed. Now he's a political force in America. But everything we're doing doesn't ride on Rand Paul regardless. It rides on the awakening that's happening and every incumbent being thrown out in the primary. It's already started in both parties. You know how scared the system is? People better be upset. We better take this country back. We better slash the size of government and get our Bill of Rights back. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. The banks have already stolen trillions and trillions of dollars. They've already bankrupted us. We've got to get control of the government and default on this debt, or it's only going to get worse. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, just real quick. This will only take a minute. The first point I want to make is that, and if Rand, you're listening out there, you can use this. Obama had a hot minute to get down to Louisiana and take care of business. Now, if Teddy Roosevelt was president right now, he'd be down there right now with a shovel covering those beaches to save the rest of Louisiana and the rest of our country, okay? Because we're under attack by corporations from England. And my next point is that the branding has changed. As of 2 days ago, Obama's speech at West Point, it is now the new international order.
Oh, no, he said we're a new international order, and he told the troops, you must fight climate change. And they're training the troops to take your farm, take your ranch, shut down your factory. The Pentagon's new job is fighting carbon dioxide that humans exhale.
Yep. And I have a quick question for you. I don't know if this is true or not, but is there just one chapel in the United Nations building? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, there's one New Age chapel in the building.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
I appreciate your call. I appreciate you, John. In fact, we've got the new international order speech at West Point, don't we? We'll play that coming out of the next break. All right, let's move quick here. Truth Patriot in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Alex, how's it going, buddy? You're the man. All right, I called in last week, and the idea that I put out there has kind of gone viral on Facebook. The idea was to kind of have a bank run, stop paying our mortgages and our credit cards, and take our license plates off of our cars on the 4th of July, 2012. And just so many people have been adding this page to their Facebook. You know, I don't want to throw a plug out
no,
there.
No, it's fine, but people have heard it a lot. Write an article, send it to writersandinfowars.com. We'll get it up, okay? Let's go to Eddie in New Hampshire. Eddie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Brief. Hi. I just had I want to ask you about an article you have up on the Prison Planet website. It's where between now and, I believe, August, the U.S. plans on sending 4 to 5 more aircraft carriers as well as other warships to the Persian Gulf. Now, I would think that if you're going to send that sort of firepower to a region, you plan is on using it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they've got 4 aircraft carriers now in the Gulf. They've moved bunker busters and nukes into Diego Garcia. And out there off the coast of Africa, and they are really, Israel's openly talking about striking Iran with nukes, and most analysts believe this could, in fact, there's a probability, start a potential World War III between Russia and China and the U.S. And what it just came out, got declassified last week, that the U.S. considered a joint strike with Russia in the 60s against China. Look, this is serious, and the globalists are in so much financial trouble. They may start a huge war to get everybody to kind of forget about the banks robbing you, forget about the depression, forget about the 20%+ unemployment that the media says is 10%. You know, forget about how you're graduating from college and have no hope of a job ever. Forget about that. We're in a war, so you better keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely. And my question to you was, if Iran stands down, shows no aggression whatsoever, the powers that be will have to concoct some sort of false flag, most likely here on our soil.
Well, that's right. If the globalists bombard Iran, and Iran was smart enough to not fight back, 100% chance the Pentagon would stage terror attacks and say Iran did it. But Iran is not going to stand down. Their entire posture is to attack Iraq, invade the forces there. They got sleeper cells all over the country. Our government has not fought a real enemy since Vietnam. And when they attack Iran, that is what's going to happen. A real enemy is going to go absolutely ape, and the globalists aren't going to have to stage terror attacks. The Iranians have got forces in the U.S. They're going to set fire to skyscrapers, blow up schools, which is exactly what the globalists want, because they just want to destroy this country. We'll be right back. Folks, sometimes if I sound sped up and frustrated, it's because we've got pirates in the Gulf of Mexico and on Texas lakes from Mexico, robbing American citizens, cops being killed, ranchers being murdered, arson all over Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. I've got stacks of these articles here. 17 states now filing versions of Arizona's immigration bill, which, by the way, is totally constitutional. It says if the cops have already pulled you over for something and you're here illegally, they're going to take you to jail. Of course, if you're a citizen, you get the book thrown at you. Top official says feds may not process illegals referred from Arizona. That's out of the AP. Well, wait a minute. I've already seen the stories over the years where sheriffs and others will arrest illegal aliens committing crimes. They'll call ICE, and ICE won't come pick them up. That's a division of Homeland Security that deals with border enforcement. In fact, people won't believe this. Google the term ICE gives illegals jobs. ICE gives illegals green cards. Or Homeland Security uses illegals to build border fence. So when they have these fake raids two or three times a year where they raid like 1,000 illegals at some meatpacking plant because it's a monopoly. If you're not illegal, you can't basically work there. That's how it works because the wages are so low. That's priced everybody out of the market. And it's just so amazing that when they bust them, they then take them and give them all green cards. I mean, that's your traitorous federal government, folks. No country is this open. Our country is collapsing. There it is. ICE gives work permits to 27 illegal aliens in Seattle raid. ICE cancels customs inspection. They might find illegal aliens. Head agent, don't tell. And then it goes on from there. But you can pull up the one where illegals build border fence. It's supposed to be 200 miles long. They built like 50 miles of it. Totally fake. You know, an elephant could get through it. I mean, a jet airplane could, you know, roll through it. It's a Star Destroyer could drive through it. I mean, it's all right. I'm ranting. There's just so much news just like this here. Meanwhile, every basic freedom of an American citizen is just out the door. We have absolutely no rights. Here's that clip from West Point at the commencement a few days ago. Just like Obama earlier, we played the clip, said America's not defined by its borders. It's more of an idea than a place, North American Union. Here he is telling West Point that it's, you know, basically the new international order, that they serve this order, and that they serve the fight against carbon dioxide. Here it is.
We have to shape an international order that can meet the challenges of our generation. We will be steadfast in strengthening those old alliances that have served us so well, including those who will serve by your side in Afghanistan and around the globe. As influence extends to more countries and capitals, we also have to build new partnerships and shape stronger international standards and institutions. This engagement is not an end in itself. The international order we seek is one that can resolve the challenges of our times, countering violent extremism and insurgency, stopping the spread of nuclear weapons and securing nuclear materials, combating a changing climate and sustaining global growth, helping countries feed themselves and care for their sick.
All right, that's enough.
Preventing conflict.
Obama took the restrictions off and then doubled the previous funding for forced abortions, infanticide worldwide. Oh, here's The Guardian. Stopping nukes revealed how Israel offered to sell South Africa nuclear weapons. Secret apartheid-era papers give first official evidence of Israel's nuclear weapons. Israel and the U.S. helped give AQ Khan Labs the nukes in Pakistan. There, I mean, our government hands nukes out. The head of ABB in 1996, he got Clinton authorization for it, was former, and then he served again as defense secretary, Donald Rumsfeld. He gave him the reactors. Meanwhile, Iran is even offering to have France enrich its uranium so it can't be used in weapons. No, you're going to get attacked. No. We used to run you and take all your oil, and we staged a coup in 53, and then you threw us out in 79. That oil is ours. Shut up. The nuking will begin momentarily. Oh, South Africa wants some nukes. Oh, Pakistan wants some nukes. North Korea wants some nukes. Here they are, baby. Now menace everyone. See, they like North Korea there, probably on the globalist payroll, to menace Japan, keep them in line. And then they love Pakistan to menace India and China. And they love South Africa, menacing everyone. Oh, it's just so sick how they operate. All right, I'm out of control today. Colonel Six in Texas, then David, Henry, Mark, Rolando, Brent, Joshua, and others. We'll get to all those calls at least. Colonel Six, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to be real quick. If you go to Colonel6.com, you'll see where the mainstream media in the United States are not telling half of the story with North Korea and South Korea. For instance, early this morning, we arrested a Korean female spy, North Korean female spy, who had snuck into South Korea as a refugee. And she got classified information from a subway worker that was over a great portion of the security and so forth in order to stage attacks on the subway there. The North Koreans, Kim Jong-il is insisting that Seoul accept a delegation from North Korea to inspect the Cheonwon themselves.
Now, for those that don't know, it's now been confirmed by the South Koreans and others that was a torpedo attack that killed 50-plus people, and now the North's basically bragging about it. All I know is our government allowed nukes to be given to him, and I think they love the fact that he's a complete psychopath.
They do, and let me tell you one other thing. There's a General Kim Mong-guk, who had been demoted to a 3-star. After this attack on the Cheonwon and sinking it, he was promoted back to a 4-star, okay? And that was his reward for putting off this operation in good fashion. And again, like I say, I don't mean to overhype, but if you look at Colonel6.com, it's about intelligence. It's about telling people things.
All right, well, give us your take on what's about to happen in North Korea, because while we're all busy running around in fear of Rand Paul, who may get us, and the bankers are robbing us, but that's not a problem, and we're all running around in fear of Iran, meanwhile, North Korea is running around foaming at the mouth.
Well, North Korea has some 70,000 Special Forces troops lined up on the southern border with South Korea. Okay, and they also have on this major alert. They have said to South Korea and to Secretary of State Clinton that anything that South Korea does is going to be a provocation for all-out war. I mean, if they don't let them come in and inspect the ship. China is kind of in the mix there. China wants to kind of reel.
Let me ask you this: could the ship be a false flag?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because I mean, North Korea has bragged about blowing up ships and torpedoing ships and grabbing them before. Look at the Pueblo and others. I mean, Kim Jong-il has a 7-story pleasure palace and kidnaps Asian film stars who he then tortures and rapes to death. I mean, he is a little... This is big government. This is what big government people would have us. All the liberals and socialists would have us all under... I mean, it always ends with some little guy with a pot-bellied and a big high forehead with big Coke bottle glasses and a gray or blue jumpsuit walking around. Doesn't matter if it's the Germans or if it's the Russians or if it's the Chinese or if it's the Cubans. I'm tired of little men in jumpsuits telling me I got to lick their boots up and down both sides. Okay? I'm free. I got private property. I own guns. I'm sick of the government trying to rip me off and bankrupt my country. And I'm done. We're going to accelerate through final calls. David and others, straight ahead. Have your comments and questions ready. This is The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, GCNLive.com. Stay with us. Here's the article. A story out of NPR, December 14, 2006. Border fence firm snared for hiring illegal workers. See, we don't make anything up here. Look, we have to get angry as Americans. We have to get territorial again. Being an American doesn't just mean you salute the flag at a basketball game and start crying. It means you defend your private property, you defend your Second Amendment, you defend the Republic. And look, America isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than North Korea, Mexico, and Communist China and other countries, okay? I mean, folks, we have the government documents. We have the International Bank of Settlement documents where they said they were going to destroy the world economy by selling derivatives to countries to bankrupt them so the banks could come in and take over. This is economic conquest. Grow up. It's really happening. We've got to save the country. We've got to admit what's going on and demand that the liberal establishment that isn't liberal at all be honest about the fact that they're a bunch of poverty pimps, social manipulators, and that the Republicans be honest about the fact they're a bunch of corporate whores sold out to foreign interests with NAFTA and GATT. It all has to end now. It's only going to get worse. And all we got to do is sit here and explain to people who the bad guys are and how they did it and lay all the facts out, and these people are going to go down. And they're openly talking about shutting the web down. I have a headline here where the FCC says they now have power over the Internet and are going to install a fairness doctrine. That's mainstream news. In fact, where's my headline? Can't even keep track of this anymore. It's totally insane. Cover it tomorrow. I can't find it now. I just can't believe that the new Supreme Court nominee has written more than 10 white papers saying ban free speech and the Second Amendment. The woman should be in Maoist China, not here. This is war, folks. This is an attack on the country. The government is criminal. All right, let's go to David in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
You got me, Alex?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Ah, great, man. I'm a 4-year listener, first time caller. I love everything you do. I really appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the bottom line is the economic system is coming down and coming down in pieces like 9/11, you know, with a skyscraper getting blasted. And these guys, they have to divert everybody's attention from the fact that they cannot hold the, you know, what they say, the center cannot hold, and they are tearing this country is coming apart. And what they're going to do is one of three things, possibly all three at the same time, is the situation in North Korea will get us in a war with China. The situation with Iran will probably get us in a war with Russia. And, of course, this situation with the illegals and this whole situation.
Oh, they can give them the order to riot. They'll burn everything down. The media will say, look how cute it is.
They're going to bust us into little pieces. I'm just telling you that's how I feel about it. And I tell you what, I'm glad you've been covering this because it's great to have a good voice out there actually getting to the root of the matter. Because instead of letting everybody get by with, you know, Glenn Beck and all these guys, you know, they're barely touching on it and they're not really getting to it. And as far as Rand Paul goes, he's a great guy. He really is. He's sincere, at least. He's decent and honest, I think.
No, that's why they're coming after him. Look, Arnold Schwarzenegger told Rolling Stone magazine in 1977, then in the 80s he gave other interviews, the 1990s. I mean, I made a film about it. It's an hour of the three-hour film, Martial Law, that I made in 2005. And he said, I want to be like Hitler. I want to be a dictator. I hate Jews. And because he's now a sellout globalist, the ADL gives him awards. But then Rand Paul says nothing racial, and the media is saying he's against the Civil Rights Act, and they have no clip of him saying it. It's just made up. It's just made up. They're a pack of crooks, folks. Listen, let me tell you something. You actually get with a real liberal, all they talk about is reducing population and how much they hate minorities. I never heard the N-word until I was around liberals, okay? And they're not liberals. They're parasite control freaks. Okay? I just can't handle it anymore. I appreciate your call, David. Henry in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my phone's doing the automatic cough button thing right now, so I probably sound like I'm on Quaaludes. So
all right, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I'm going to let you go. Let's talk. I just can't hear you. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, great day, Alex. I want to commend you, first of all. I want to commend for laying before God all the things, you know, which you've spoken out to the people that you've prayed, and I think that's what we all need to do. And I've been looking at Romans about that rulers are not a terror, but to put away the good or put away the bad and then help the good. And I'm wanting to ask you, just to let you just tell us all or a little bit about what info we have that proves the stealing of these people, all these big bank, the people that are stealing all the money, and then what we can do, what is a four-step plan we can do to actually get that money back, whatever the situation, I want you to just speak away.
All right, I appreciate your call, Mark. Look, we're at the end of the show, and I promised to go to calls, but I told you before they passed the Banker Bailout Act of October 2008 that they weren't going to tell you where the money went, and that it wasn't going to be used on the subprime mortgages. And the next day they said, we're not going to spend it on that, and we're not going to tell you where it went. We have the Timberwolf emails and the McClatchy newspaper emails they got in lawsuits separately. I mean, Bernie Madoff made up fake assets and sold it. And that's what derivatives are. Bernie Madoff founded the NASDAQ and designed many of the current derivatives that are sold in the market. Same thing with Ken Lay. He was involved in global warming taxes and derivatives. What do you think carbon taxes are? It's a derivative. Okay, Bill Clinton was involved. The Republicans were involved in changing the Glass-Steagall Act in 1999 so they could sell all this stuff. It's counterfeit, okay? They sell it to governments and individuals to get, and so that they get money and power when they sell it to you at full value. Then, when everything falls apart, they come in with more fiat derivatives and loan that to you to get you out of the trouble. But really, you wake up and realize you're deeper down the rat hole. Okay? It's not a free market system. It's a rigged game. And these guys want to destroy the free market and blame capitalism because they want to cut the money off to everybody else now that they have it. I mean, Goldman Sachs, I've got articles here where they've dropped the suit against AIG. And the government's dropped its criminal investigation. And these criminal investigations of Goldman Sachs, it's a whitewash, folks. We need to bring these people to justice. It's illegal that Henry Paulson gave himself $212 million of bailout money to himself. And Congressman Stern asked him, how'd you get a waiver? Who gave it to you? And he said, I gave myself a waiver. It's illegal. We don't owe the money. We monetize it because they've already monetized it. They're going to keep monetizing new bailouts, new ripoffs. We monetize it now. It devalues the currency some. It's going to be painful. And then we're honest about the fiscal responsibilities. We get government out of the lives of the American people and 90% of what they do. We keep the small government we need to guard our liberty. Or we let them fully implode the economy and take over out of the crisis they created. And we're here at the chopping block point. Do you guys find my FCC headline? I don't know where it is here in my stack. I had it right here in my stack. Headline, FCC to regulate internet. There it is. FCC to re-regulate internet in order to enforce net neutrality. Nah, that's not the one. It's a new article I had today. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronaldo in New York City. Thanks for holding.
Good evening, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I don't know if we get past this, Alex. It's under the mind control that the public is under. You know, I try to warn my coworkers about what's going on here in New York City, the liberal capital, you know, of America, and they just laugh at me. Yeah, Obama's doing good. You know, the endless war keeps going on. They're not even protesting against it. I don't know if we can survive this, Alex. I really don't.
Well, that is the thing. I went to the shopping mall. And it didn't matter what color people were or how tall they were or how short they were. They all looked like zombies. And they all looked like children. It's like weak, soft children who giggle and laugh and are stupid. And you try to talk to yuppies. You try to either people are really awake when I go to public places and know who I am and run over and have a light in their eyes and know what's happening. Or they're like these broke-back little children. I mean, the public is like a bunch of domesticated pigs or something who the master comes over and dumps some slop in and they oink and snort and enjoy it and they don't worry about anything. And when they see one of the pigs get let off, they kind of snort and giggle because that means more slop for them. They don't know that pig's about to get butchered, and 2 days later they're going to be hanging up by their ankles, their throat getting slit, blood pouring everywhere. They just think it's funny. God bless you, Ronaldo. You can call me back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central, if you want to talk more. And yeah, I sound frustrated here at the end. It was a good broadcast. Got a lot of info out, but I didn't cover two whole stacks of my news. So we'll be covering that all tomorrow. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Check out all the new films we've got out.